where Lee has been patiently waiting. Hi, Lee. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, a couple of things. I have a friend that has been having a couple of problems. One of them is a breathing problem. She's in her 70s, and she suffers not from COPD, but something similar in asthma. She says she has trouble breathing out, and she's been getting a little frail. And you mentioned estrogen for that. The center that she goes to doesn't generally encourage giving hormone shots. So is there a reference in a medical journal I can give her that she can show her doctor to get her to even try to give her some estrogen?
Let's see. Almost all the references, sir, can be found in... Are you familiar with PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D, online? Okay.
Yep.
Well, you put in Massaro, M-A-S-S-A-R-O, and then you put in Massaro again, just Massaro, twice. Now, those are the two lead investigators at the Lung Research Institute, Georgetown University, or Lung Biology Research Institute. And I'm not kidding you. I counted them one time. They have 74 citations in there, sir. And very fortunately, each one of them is summarized in a paragraph. So you can scroll through until you found one that is talking about regeneration of the lung. And then screenshot it, print it out, whatever you'd like to do. But it's Massaro and Massaro, M-A-S-S-A-R-O, and a second Massaro. And I think if you just put in those two names, if you had to, you could put in lung, because most of their work is on lung anyway. You'd find something, all right.
Super. Okay.
So that's one thing. But one other thing, sir, did you say asthma? Does she wheeze?
Yeah, she has. She has a little bit of asthma, and she's got. She's sensitive to certain plant seeds and things.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about a study that was done over in Italy, sir. This was done, oh my goodness, it was reported in something that I have no idea why they call it this, but the journal name is Minerva Medica. It was on 10 older people with asthma, and I am not kidding you, this is what the report said. They gave them all vitamin B12, 10 cc's. That's a lot of B12, but nobody ever OD'd on vitamin B12, ever, ever, ever. And they gave them 10 cc's a day for a week. And I think there were 7 or 8 individuals, and every one of them, the asthma disappeared. Now, 3 or 4 of them, the asthma came back within a few months. So they gave them another series, and the asthma disappeared again. Now, that leads to another thought. It was a high dose of B12, but it worked. Huh, and these are older people, and why do so many older people use vitamin B12 shots? Because their stomach linings have started to deteriorate. I do keep talking about that. That happens with time, too. And the stomach makes a molecule. That stomach lining makes a molecule that gloms onto vitamin B12 and is totally necessary for the B12 to be absorbed. And if our stomach lining isn't making that molecule, we can swallow the whole contents of a bottle of B12 and it will just go out the other end. It won't be absorbed into the body. So anyway, that is a thought. Does this lady have a weak stomach? Is it making hydrochloric acid pepsin? Is it making the B12 combining factor? Does she need B12 shots, etc.? And so at least the wheezing component might be ameliorated that way. Now, problem is, if this is a problem, you're going to need to find a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to do that. We've done that occasionally with older people. It does work. But in conventional medicine, oh, my God, they'll look at you as if you're going to poison yourself to death with B12.
Yeah, okay. Well, you just triggered some. She spent some time in India and came down with a whole series of problems, including parasites that had parasites.
Yeah,
but
boy.
But her stomach has been a problem ever since, and that's been about 20 years. So,
definitely need to check in with a doctor who knows about that kind of stuff, sir, because that's going to affect the whole body. If our stomachs don't work, yeah, well, you know the story.
Yep, understand that. Well, the other problem that's, I hate to keep taking up so much of your time, but she's apparently been having some microstrokes in the brain, and the doctors want to put her on statins, and she's very concerned about that, and so am I from what I've heard about statins. Is there a naturopathic something that will help condition the blood vessels in the brain?
Several things. That's where you better find a doc, because it is a bit of a list, and what would be most appropriate for her should be selected according to her history, her physical exam, et cetera, et cetera. But yes, there are a number of things that can do, and if anybody ever suggests statins, I am sorry, sir, I would run away screaming. What I would be screaming is, where is that book entitled Lipitor, Thief of Memory? Lipitor, Thief of Memory, written by Duane, spelled D-U-A-N-E, Graveline, who is an M.D., who had his own memory impaired by taking statins. So he went to look at reference after reference after reference, and oh my goodness, the information that's in the scientific literature that nobody wants to tell us about because they won't sell you any statins otherwise, is that statins interfere with cholesterol synthesis in the brain. What? Cholesterol synthesis in the brain? Yes, that's how neurons are repaired in the brain, by making cholesterol locally. It's not coming from the bloodstream. And statins interfere with that, and our brain can't repair itself, and somebody wants us to take something like that? Oy vey.
Oh, my goodness. All right, doctor. I will probably suggest that she make an appointment and see one of your docs. And I appreciate your time. I keep reaching out to a lot of my friends because with your information, and it's really wonderful, and I much appreciate it, sir.
Thank you for saying so, sir, and thank you for calling.